Yesterday, about this time, the Burmese refugees started to come across the border to this Thai border town, Mesot. The first group arrived about 5,000. That was given a space, temporary shelter at the Burmese, the Thai army base. They allowed the people to come into their base, and they started building a temporary makeshift tent. But that was about 5,000 24 hours ago. But as the day, passed by, about 8 p.m. last night, the camp base was already packed with at least 20,000 refugees, elderly, children, that army base, Thai army base, they don't have any facilities, but they try their best to accommodate these people who had to flee from the fighting on the other side. And so that 20,000 is only at that camp base, the military camp, the Thai army camp. But also, there are many others, approximately another 10,000 at least, are also, many are staying in the Buddhist monasteries, and some are kind of spread out in this town, because this is a town where majority Burmese migrant workers are the population of this town. So about 10,000 at least, and then in the town, and whereas about 20,000 in the refugee camp, in that military base, temporary refugee shelter at the moment. So this morning, the fighting on the other side seemed to be ceased at the moment, but the local people who are left in the town reported this morning that both the Karen soldiers, the Karen Democratic Karen Buddhist Army soldiers, and also the Burmese Army soldiers are still stationed in the town. They have taken different parts of the town. They have taken they have their post in different parts of the town. So it's still the town is still in the hands of the both sides. But also we've been reported that this Chondo Giant Bridge, which is a bridge, actually is a bridge that connected this small border town to a larger town in Karen State, where the Burmese army has a larger station deploying troops. So this bridge is already destroyed. So what that means is the Burmese army will not be easily able to send. They will not be sent their backup troops easily to this Miawadi border town. So the situation is kind of stalemate at the moment, but no fighting. But people are actually in a very desperate situation because Thai authorities give the temporary space, but they don't have the facilities. So the emergency assistance is much needed for these people.